This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. I'm already laughing because we are here with our favorite LA girl, Miss Sarah Frazier.
Hi, David Yontif. Oh my God, we have so much to laugh about, don't we? And
I mean,
all our rants behind the scenes.
Listen, Sarah, I want to start with I have some really serious business.
What?
How are you holding up during the scandal? How are you doing? I mean, you were such close friends with these people. You knew them so well.
You guys know how much I loved Vanderpump Rules. And believe me, I've gotten messages from you all. Why are you commenting on a story you say you don't follow? Here's why. Because the only part about this story that I don't give a shit about Vanderpump Rules. However, I probably will watch because this is why I care. This is an incestuous friend group. These people live in the city of Los Angeles, where I live, where there's 11 million people to have sex with. 11 million. Okay. They seem to all have sex with the same 8 people that work at TomTom and Sir and Pump over and over again. I mean, it's so rare. And then on top of that, what I find fascinating and why I now am reading and watching the show, and I will comment despite people going, you should stop commenting. Fuck off. I am going to continue to comment because we talk about all the time. You and I have covered reality and pop culture and celebrity for, I mean, my God, I'm going on 100 years. It is so manufactured now. It is so manufactured. I watch every single show from Sister Wives to Welcome to Plathville to Married at First Sight. I mean, you can tell these people lots of times are just in it for the paycheck and they've got to get through the 13 seasons or whatever. The fact that this is real, you know, affairs and drama that is going on and every, you know, even when you think about Randall, the craziness of Randall Emmett, I mean, you know, Lisa Vanderpump. I mean, this is probably the realest reality show ever. And I think this is a testament to you. You said from the start, you're like, this is the greatest reality show, this and Selling Sunset ever. And I'm like, oh my God, what is he talking about? Like, I could care less about these people at these three restaurants. And now I care. Now I know all of them. I mean, oh my God, you know, I mean, Ariana, I know exactly what her personality was like. And oh my God, she got along with everybody and she was so laid back and she was above the drama. Ask me, David. That's why I'm in it. It is really real. And Lord, emotions are high.
Emotions are high. Listen, I mean, I stand by that. I stand by, first of all, that Selling Sunset and Vanderpump Rules are two of the best reality. Throw the Hills / Laguna Beach in there and you have the holy trifecta. Laguna is not real and The Hills is not real and Selling Sunset is certainly not real. But yes, Vanderpump, I think that is why I love it. It is so real. However, However, I am so fucking confused. I mean, let me tell you how I'd like to spend the next 45 minutes if life were different. I'd like to talk about Cher dating her much younger 30-something-year-old boyfriend, and how everyone's worried that she's going to spend all the money. I mean, I'd like to talk about, you know, Bennifer. Now they're going with their contractor and they're about to buy a $65 million house. Why? I really don't understand why. You didn't know, everyone listening, you don't know Ariana. You don't know Tom. You're not friends with Schwartz. I mean, why? Why is this? I will say it again
on
the
real.
New York Times, but it's not like, look, I mean, I still go back to like Tom Girardi, like that is an esteemed lawyer that people, and that's shocking to me. That is, I mean, this is just,
yes, we'll get into that.
Someone is sticking their dick in someone, people cheat. It's yeah. I mean, look, it's shocking. When you see, look, Raquel is the most interesting thing about this to me, of like, this girl is like, wow, she's good. I mean, to sit there and just like smile at your best friend and like, you know, and then she told, like, I think Kristen Doty was talking about it on her podcast. Like, she told Sheena just like, oh yeah, like, cause Sheena came out and was like, what's going on? And she's like, oh yeah, wait, hold on. Hold on, Ariana. I'm Sheena. I'm sorry. I'm on the phone with Ariana and I'm just letting her know. I should let you know too. I had an affair with Tom and it's been going on for 7 months. So like, do you mind waiting for a minute before you punch me in the face? Allegedly. Cause I have to finish telling Ariana. Like that's the shocking, like Raquel is like flatline. Like she's like telling, oh yeah, sorry, she and I had an affair and blah, 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 just as if she's talking about her breakfast. That's interesting. Other than that, I mean, look, this is something that's developed in the Bravoverse, but here's the thing. If I have a thought in my head, I say it here because I can't be the only one with that thought in my head. So here's my thought of the day that I'm going to say out loud and then DM me. Is anyone else fucking sick of the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365 day for the next 35 years coverage of the scandal? Is anyone sick of it? We're about to talk about it, guys, because that is what y'all want. But is anyone else sick
not.
Of it?
I'm actually not, but maybe it's because I've never gotten into the show. So I'm like, I guess it's all new and fresh to me, even though it's old to you and to so many other people. I'm like not. And I feel like you're having that moment that I had a month or two ago and I was like, I think I'm going to quit, David, because I feel like you're feeling uninspired by the content. Like we should almost do every like once a month, just a celebrity gossip episode where you can, cause you love Cher, you love these other people. And it's so amazing what's going, not amazing, but Tiger Woods, like what's happening with Tiger Woods and you, your good friend, Rachel Uchitel, who was like the OG of, you know, cheating scandals, you know her very well. I mean, we should do some soul feeding. I say that gossip, but you know, gossip podcast, because I think for you, you're so close to it. You've been covering it for so many years. It's like daunting. I get it. It's to me, it's like, I don't know. Let's see. What did I cover for years? And I'm so over,
90 day.
Yeah. Like 90 day stuff, you know, and like a lot of, there's so much going on, like with past 90 day people. I'm talking like from 5 years ago and I'm like, I don't care, you know, but that's like my wheelhouse, right? That's the shit that I should be reporting on. But I think I'm in it so much. You're just like, oh fuck, I don't care. You know? So you got to feed the soul with some other programming.
You got to feed the soul. I call it the self-indulgent. Like I've had some people coming up, some 80s and 90s, you know, real celebrities. And I'm just like, as I'm talking to some of them, listen, you guys love my interviews with the old timers. Yeah, I mean, I guess, but like, there are some that I've done recently where I'm like, I literally don't give a fuck if one person listens to this, like this for me, I'm like dying. Like I'm a huge Prince fan. I have someone from the Prince camp coming up. Someone everyone knows. And like, I love the show Dallas. Like I have things where I'm just like, I love this person I'm speaking to. This is so self-indulgent. So I think it's good to do that. Yeah.
Every episode of Dallas. Wasn't that the greatest? That was
the greatest.
I would say it was 10 years ago now, but I rewatched the entire Dallas franchise. And you know, it somewhat holds up, you know, it really does. And oh my God, it was like,
brilliant.
Oh, Priscilla Presley was the women were gorgeous. Ah, oh, and Patrick
Duffy.
Duffy was so fucking handsome. And who played JR?
Larry Hagman.
Oh, God. I mean, you know, that's when they were stars. You know what I mean? Like stars, stars.
And by the way, I'm really good friends with Rachel. You could tell. Like, she's texting me about all this. Exclusive, right? From like Rachel and I text 1,000 times a day. Listen, I'm going to get Rachel back on this podcast too. We're just waiting to do it live. She wants me to come down to her place in Florida. So I'm not going to say where, because we don't say where people live, but I'm not like over the scandal. I'm just, I guess, making fun of the fact that, I mean, guys,
you're not alone.
You didn't know these people. Like, I mean, like I see posts of like, this is an Ariana appreciation post at Ariana. I'm like, you're not going to get like, she's not going to come out of her breakdown to like read your tag about how much you love her and say, girl or boy, gay boy, let's have lunch. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't going to happen. So I'm not complaining because this is what puts food in my mouth. And thank God people are so outraged about this. This is what puts a Louis on the table, darling, for lunch.
Darling.
But so there's got to be people. And people have slipped into my DMs and have said, what's the big fucking deal? So for all of you, I fucking hear you. I'm just amazed. That's all. You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You guys all know that I've been on a health kick since October, and that involves everything. How much I exercise, what exercise equipment I use, what I eat, and it also involves my pans. Now, not that domestic, you guys know that, but when I do cook at home, I need pans that don't stick. Well, here's the thing. Did you know that most traditional nonstick pans were made with plastic coatings that turn toxic when you heat them up? No, thank you. Green Pan has introduced new ceramic nonstick cookware that is made without forever chemicals. So as it heats up, there are no chemicals, and they have over 150 patents to prove it. They're the leaders in creating cookware without harmful toxins, and that's all I need to know to sign me up. Cooking with ceramic does matter because it doesn't emit fumes when it's cooked, and no chemicals. They also carry kitchen appliances like slow cookers and waffle makers. It's 2023. If you're still cooking with pans made out of plastic, what are you doing? Head to greenpan.us and use promo code VELVET and you'll receive 30% off your entire order plus free shipping on orders over $99. That's right, 30% off. When you buy one pan or a whole set, that's 30% off. So head to greenpan.us and make sure to use our promo code VELVET. So the other night I have 10 people on the way over to watch Vanderpump Rules, because now that we have the scandal and Tom cheated on Ariana with Raquel, I'm officially having watch parties for Vanderpump Rules. So I have 10 people on their way over. I have a bunch of pizzas being ordered. The pizzas are on the way, and I realize I don't have enough alcohol. And I'm a good host. I don't care what you say about me. So I'm not providing food without alcohol. But I didn't panic. I just turned to drizzly.com, and everything was solved. Drizzly is the most convenient way to buy beer, wine, and spirits with delivery to your doorstep in under 60 minutes. It's the number one app for alcohol delivery. There's such a variety. I got a bunch of red wine, a bunch of white wine, rosé. I got some vodka. I was running low on tequila. They have it all. I even got some cognac for after dinner. It was a great evening. So listen, if you don't want to go to the liquor store and you want your life to be a little more convenient and to have the alcohol come to you, download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com. That's drizzly.com. Now, so Sarah, welcome to the game. I'm glad. Listen, I'm thrilled that you are excited to talk about this. I'm thrilled. So I just wanted to know how you were holding up through all of this, darling. And we have a scandal on our hands.
Scandal. I'm really into it. And, you know, you and I interviewed Peter Madrigal, who, longtime Sir manager, very close with Lisa Vanderpump, obviously good at his job to last a decade plus there. And, you know, he gave us a tell-all and, you know, he's been on Vanderpump Rules for years. I loved Peter. I thought that interview was really fun. And it's...
We did it together. We did our Penny interview together. And now we did
Penny. We're kind of getting known for these, you know, exclusive.
We do two for two. And listen, we do well together, right? Like I had my questions, you had your questions. We read the room. We went off script when it was called for. Excellent, excellent joint interview Sarah.
Let's be honest. I keep working with you and you know, people have all kinds of feelings about both of us. Believe me, y'all leave them. But most of the time, they're amazing. And our fans are the best. But I work with you because you're a genius and people don't realize that. David, it is rare to find somebody in the entertainment business who has a mind where they can come up with questions like interesting angles, things that can potentially get press, things that can kind of throw the person. You don't want to throw them off, but you want them to give a real organic answer. Because a lot of times people that have been in the press a long time, they know the canned answers, right? David is a genius. And this is why I work with you. The questions you come up with, the layout. No, you really are. I mean, you could honestly, if you get tired of all this, you could be one of the greatest reality television producers ever. I mean, you're kind of Mark Brunette. And I'm not saying that people are going to be like, you're comparing him to Mark. Yeah, I actually am. Like, you could be Mark Brunette level. You know the game so well. That's why I work with you. I mean, you make it fun. You make it easy, enjoyable to entertain and interview these people. And I love you. That's why I love working with you.
This is why I always say, please, 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 everybody, you got a problem with me. You know when people have a problem with me and I tell them to suck my 10-inch cock? Do you know I tell them that? Please cancel me. Please go ahead. It's not going to happen. But really, if you want to cancel me, yes, I have the whole... I will be behind the scenes and trust me, I will be so happy. I will be so happy producing. I will go do the questions and produce every other podcast and show and just drop the mic. Peace out. I'm not going anywhere, guys. I'm going to die here behind the velvet rope. But seriously, this is why I tell people to suck my 10-inch dick, because just cancel me. I got the next thing figured out. What do you think of Schwartz? Well, where are you with the whole scandal? Like, where are you? Then we'll get into Schwartz at the airport. Like, where are you with all of this? I mean, Kristen is back.
I'm still in it 100%. I do take breaks from it because I obviously have my 2-year-old son. So he's a good distraction. Wasn't it interesting when they caught Schwartzy at the airport?
Amazing.
TMZ caught Schwartzy first ones to get the interview. Now, I'll say this. He looked awfully relaxed. Did you think for a man whose so-called businesses are under fire with 1-star reviews, this man looked on and popping. His skin looked fabulous. He looked like rested. He had a hat on. This man was charming with this guy was not pressed. This guy looked like just like what you and I said. We said, and I said this from the very beginning, this is the best thing that's ever happened to Schwartz and Sandy's Tom. This is the best thing because people are going to go there to hate it, to love it. They're going to be inundated with business. He was so damn relaxed. He stopped there and talked to that guy for like 8 minutes. You're telling me he's upset? I don't think he gives a rip about Ariana. I don't think he gives a rip about Raquel. I think he is bros before hoes for Sandoval because they are like brothers. And honestly, he wouldn't answer the question, did you know? Which to me answers exactly the question. Of course he knew. You know, he wouldn't say if he was a distraction with Raquel for Sandoval, then you were a distraction for, you know, Sandoval for Raquel. I think he and Sandoval made a decision a long time ago, dude. We're going to, you know, it's you and me. We're going to ride this out. And it is bros before hoes. And they're honoring that. What did you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, we all know how this works. I mean, you know, you and I fly in and out of LAX. Like, it's very simple. I mean, you can figure out, you know, this is what they do. You can easily figure out someone's flight schedule if you have to. That's like a thing. It's a real thing. It's not that hard when you're TMZ. You know, people, you see Erica get stopped. I mean, most people keep walking. Reno is get stopped. Like, yeah, this guy is like stopping. Like, first of all, he doesn't even let them say hi. He's like, oh, hey, guys. Like, you know, it's the same guy.
Oh,
like,
hey, good to see
you. Yeah, it's good to see you. I wish it was under. I mean, right. So, I mean, but you still keep moving. You still, like, most of the time, they're literally walking next to you and they get a couple things and you laugh. And look, it's a relationship you know how to navigate after a while. You give them a little, Erica's actually great at it. So is Reddit. Give them a little nugget. And, you know, then you're like, guys, I said that's enough. Come on. This guy, yes, this guy stops and is talking for like 8 minutes. I thought the same thing. I'm like, he's physically stopped. The questions keep going. Yes, he wouldn't ask. He wouldn't answer. Did you know? You obviously knew this is your best friend. Look, I mean, I think him standing by Tom is not shocking. I agree with you. You and I both know you can leave a bad review all day. 5,000 one stars. You mean to tell me? Whoever is listening to this right now, and you live in Indiana or Kansas or Ohio or Maine, Sarah's hometown. Woo, shout out Maine.
Yay, Mainers!
Or Florida or wherever you are, and you're going for business or pleasure, or it's your big trip to California, LA. Maybe you've never been, or maybe you go to LA every month. You mean to tell me you're not going to want to stop by Schwartz and Sandy's for a drink? Hoping to see, I mean, these people work there. You mean to tell me the chances of Schwartz not being at Schwartz and Sandy's ever is no, you're going to go and you're going to want to talk to the person that seats you. You're going to want to talk to, you're going to take it slow. You're going to have your drink, ease into it. Oh, you're such a pretty girl. You're such a pretty waitress. Hey, girl, tell us something. No, I agree with you. I think this is great for Schwartz and Sandy's. Yes, this thing going around Lisa and the liquor license. And okay, so this is temp. I mean, I was just at TomTom like a month ago before all this. I'm not going back. I mean, first of all, I didn't even want to go. Like, that strip of West Hollywood makes me crazy. It's like fucking tourist central. But anyway,
yeah, it is very touristy.
Like, yeah. I was with a friend, blah, blah, blah. Let's go. Great. I ain't going with no liquor license, girl. I ain't going out without my martini, but they're going to work this out. They're going to get their liquor license back. And it doesn't even affect Schwartz and Sandy's. But yeah, I'm not so sure with all these ones. Leave a one-star review. Come on, suck the dick and leave the one-star review. Because guess what? It don't affect what actually matters, business. So I kind of agree with you. You know, Sandoval's taking a step back from the businesses. Not really. He's behind the scenes knowing everything that's going on. Of course he is on the face of it. I think, yeah. Look, when Peter was here, I asked him, I said, and Peter was like, I don't even understand this question. I don't think it's that crazy a question. I'm like, do you think Tom Schwartz and Lala and Sheena, I mean, maybe not Sheena if she's fired for allegedly punching Raquel, which we'll get into, all these people that are not Ariana or Tom or Raquel, you mean to tell me they're not happy? You mean to tell me DJ James Kennedy, when he's so outraged and story the pot?
Thrilled. Nobody cared. Look at me. Look at me for an example, right? Not that they care one way or the other, but there's a lot of me's out there. People that were fair weather fans of this show or honestly didn't give a shit. And this to me is spiked. So I would never have gone to Schwartz and Sandy's. And now you and I are like, Rez.
We're going, girl.
When you get here. Exactly. I wouldn't have cared to go there. I would have been like, no, we're going to Spago's. Like, we're not, I don't give a shit about going. Now I'm like, that's our first stop. You know, I mean, same thing. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm watching this season. You know, Peter was talking about this season and Raquel. I'm like, oh, Peter, I'm in. You know, like, I think James Kennedy, oh my God, you know, all of them. Raquel, did anyone give a shit about Raquel prior? No, Now I wouldn't be surprised if Raquel hosted some sort of, you know, cheaters, cheaters redemption show. I mean, she and Rachel Uchitel could host it together. I mean, this is the best thing. Lala, I'd say of all of them, probably had the most spotlight, I guess.
Lala is, it does well. It's a real business.
Yeah, it's a real show. But I mean, who else? Like, honestly, I'd heard Ariana's name, could have cared less. Honestly, I probably couldn't even, maybe I could have picked her out of a lineup like prior to this, but now I know everything about her.
I agree with you. Like,
she eats, like, I'm a fan.
I agree with you. Like life after your actual reality show, like whether you are The Bachelor or Housewife, like life after is just crumbs that you collect. And the crumbs pay, but you have to collect a lot of crumbs. So like when you look at a show like The Evil Show, where, you know, the villains, and it's Jax and Staub, and, you know, that's not such an easy gig to get. I don't think it pays a gazillion dollars, but, you know, I guarantee you, like, Raquel Leviss was not getting on a show like that. Her name is not big enough. Now she is. You're right. If there is a show on Hulu or TLC, or it's like, you know, Cheaters Island, or God only knows what it's going to be. Hi.
Oh my God. What do you think?
Now this is when, because now you have what your you child. Think? This is when.
What do you think of this cheating scandal? You got to speak to David. You can't not talk.
And this, let me just start by, this is when I got to like watch my mouth, because I'm not that I give it F what anyone says.
Oh no, we always curse in front of him. We don't care. And then people comment.
But this is when last time everyone was like, huh, you are disgusting. How dare you?
Please, who hasn't dropped the F? He's two. He's just taking in language.
That's what I say. Sponge. Listen, anyway. I can't control the way I speak. I cannot have a lobotomy at this age. It is too late.
Too late.
But I agree with you. Like, look, if there was a TLC show or one of these like really like F-boy Islet or trashy whatever, you mean to tell me Raquel couldn't get some like, yeah, and I agree, a hosting, or if there's like a house for like Dr. Drew, like then there's a cheater's rehab. Raquel's name would never, this is going to help in the long run. I agree with you. And by the way,
Nikki Glaser hosting Fuckboy Island. I would reach out to Raquel I just cursed in front of you. I know. Yeah, bad. I know. Same. If I were hosting F-Boy Island, I would reach out to Raquel. I'd be like, look, we want you on the cheater segment at the end when we find out people have been swapping partners. Like, we want you to bust them. You know, a cheater girl, you know how to keep it low key for 6 months. Like, if I were Glaser, I'd be reaching out to her immediately. People don't care anymore. Like, there's no like, oh my God, you know, you're all that left with Bill Clinton. And I know we don't get political on this, but, you know, I mean, after that, does anyone care about anything to do with cheating now? Like LVP on Watch What Happens Live, she said people cheat every single day all across the world. You know, this is ridiculous. You know, even LVP is like this, she's loving it, but this is crazy.
She is. First of all, and by the way, let me just make it clear before we get into LVP, because I do have some things to say. I mean, highest ratings in like years for Vanderpump Rules. Years. People are DMing me. People are just like you, Sarah. I can't tell you how many people are saying, I never watched this show. I listen to Behind the Velvet Rope every week. Love The Housewives. I dabbled in Shaw's. There's a lot of people out there that tell me I'm literally going back, and they're literally saying, should I start at season one? Should I start at season five? Where should I start, David? Like, this is, but the last episode too was the highest ever that we've had in a really long time. And I'm sorry, LVP was like yeah. She, first of all,
where would you suggest? That's a good question. Where would you suggest people start? Cause I'm in that camp. Where would you start?
To me, it's like, look, there are major people that are not on the show anymore that you almost don't need to invest time in. But like, we have Kristen Doty coming back. I mean, she's back. I really would say take it slow, but start episode one, season one, really. And by the way, Miss Glanville is in the scene. It literally is one episode that Beverly Hills Housewives was 1 hour, and Brandy, it's brilliant. Picture this. Beverly Hills Housewives is on. Brandy is walking and the cameras are following her. And the next thing you know, you're in, sir. And it's not Beverly Hills Housewives. It's Vanderpump Rules, because Sheena's getting hate online. Sheena,
yes, slept because with she had a slept, Eddie,
yeah. Right. So that was the Brandy. This is why when Brandy was on my podcast, Brandy was like, look, I ain't taking, and Brandy was, everyone listened. She was like, I'm not taking anything away from Vanderpump Rules, but she's like, I think I deserve a big paycheck for that first episode. Brandy led into Vanderpump Rules. She did. I mean, okay, it's Lisa and a bunch of hot young things sleeping with each other. I mean, also, let's just say Candy tried this. Candy tried the show. It didn't work. Southern Hospitality just tried this with Leva. TBD, whether that's coming back. They have tried to recreate this Vanderpump Rules magic, and it hasn't really happened.
It's lightning in a bottle. You know this. It's lightning in a bottle. So many reality shows, you know, try to launch and all this stuff. And look, I'll tell you, you know, being out here as a reality TV producer, it's taking years for it to all happen. But anyway, I'm learning a lot. You know, the thing that you hear all the time in these pitch meetings with all these major networks is we want a real friend group. We want a real friend group. Now, even with Vanderpump Rules, a lot of friends have come into the circle. You know, obviously Raquel came in a couple of years ago, you know, but I mean, there are some, a lot of them have been friends for a decade, you know? I mean, like Peter, you know, Peter being on the scene for years, he talked about he and Sandoval went out for years as actual restaurant workers. You know, they were managers, they were bartenders. I mean, that's what reality TV wants. So what they have is lightning in a bottle. I see that season now getting renewed for 3 seasons. It's the best thing Lisa Vanderpump, I mean, Lisa Vanderpump is winning.
Listen. So I've lately gone down a rabbit hole because I've discovered that, first of all, do you realize we spend an average of 90% of our time indoors? Okay, no big deal, right? Well, according to the EPA, indoor air could be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases, 100% more polluted. Now, wait, I have something else to tell you. According to the 2020 census report, yes, I told you I went down a rabbit hole, nearly half the population are living in areas with unhealthy levels of ozone or air pollution. So then a friend of mine is like, well, you need to look into an air purifier. Now, I've never had an air purifier before, so what do I know? Well, my research led me to Air Doctor. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens so your lungs don't have to. Their classic Air Doctor 3000 purifier is powerful enough to circulate the air in a 630 plus square foot room 4 times per hour. Air Doctor comes with a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code VELVET. And depending upon the model, you'll receive up to 40% off. You're saving up to 40% off. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use code VELVET. That's airdoctorpro.com and use promo code VELVET. Lisa, I mean, I'm being really serious. Like, first of all, I mean, you know, I ran into her in the Hamptons last year and I've seen her many other times. To me, she looks, I mean, I think girlfriend might have had a little something. She looked so refreshed on this episode. She looked like she's, I mean, I don't think she's on the shot, but she looked maybe like she's like dropped a few. She, without gloating, was just like, you know, you listen, there's something to be said when you, it's like, look, Beyonce doesn't worry about Solange, right? There's something to be said when you are not the one being talked about. Like if Beyonce wasn't in the spotlight for, you know, the next 9 months and it was all about Solange, Beyonce wouldn't sweat it because all she has to do is come back and make one appearance and be like, yeah, that's how to me, yeah. Lisa Vanderpump's watch, whether you love her or hate her. First of all, she comes on, they're talking about Rinna and she's like, well, Rinna was fired, which we all know. This
well,
is why
she asks Andy.
Yeah.
Right. She goes, now, what was the deal, darling? Was Lisa fired or did she leave? And Andy goes, I can't talk about that. And Lisa goes, exactly. She was fired because nobody leaves that show. And it's so great. It's like Andy Cohen won't say a word. It's great. So, I mean, you've always, by the way, just to go back to that, because we talk about so many things, you think Rinna was fired, right? That's your stance?
Well, here's, because, you know, I've shared some news with you. Should I share my Lisa Rinna privacy news on this podcast? You know what I'd say. I have officially been. Now, here's the thing about life, guys. when someone blocks you, like, you don't know it until you're, like, going and looking for them. So, like, again, I am on a Patreon podcast every weekend where Kim D gives it to Teresa and Melissa. And it's like, Teresa and Melissa know me. They have physically met me so many times. I have been voicing my own opinion on Melissa that this is her last season. And yet, like, I'm not blocked by Melissa Gore. Like, there are legitimate people that should block me. Jennifer Aiden blocked me, and that's almost valid because we used to be best friends. And I am going to reveal this whole reason why Jennifer Aiden and I fell out at the live show on 418.
Wow, I don't even know this story. Okay.
Oh, Jennifer Aiden and I were like, I was at her house like every weekend. We had a falling out way back. So she blocked me. That makes sense. And I had a big thing with Dorinda. Dorinda hasn't blocked me. I haven't blocked her, but I'm going to talk about that at the live show on 418 with Kim D. But so then like one day, I think I told you, like, I was like, why has Jen Shaw blocked me? Like, you know, it's like, I haven't, now I say horrible things about Jen. Listen, once you block me, great. Great, because now it's like I don't have to worry or even tread lightly. But so, like, Lisa blocked me, and like it's within the past 3 weeks. And like, I was like, why? I mean, I love Melrose Place. Like, I kind of like Lisa Reddick. And I think, because eventually you start to think of a reason, I think. Because I put all the videos, and I think because I've had headlines like Lisa Ritter was fired from Beverly Hills. So to answer your question, she was 100%. I mean, I think that's why she probably blocked me. Because look, I speak the truth here. I don't care. My thing here is, you say you're either of the people or of the business. I am of the people. I am. Someone DM'd me the other day and they're like, oh, Heather McDonald. Now, I'm not saying this. I have no problem with Heather. Someone DM'd me, I don't listen to Juicy Scoop anymore. Heather's so desperate to be famous. She thinks this, she's that. Listen, I am not saying this. Someone DM'd me this. And I thought about it and I'm like, yeah, that really is the thing. I'm really of the people. I care about the Behind the Velvet Rope listeners. I don't need any fucking friends. I don't, like, I love these people.
You,
really.
And knowing you behind the scenes, that is really true. And like I said, one of the reasons I love partnering with you too is your interviews are about the person, not a lot. It's why I cannot listen to Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert. I don't know if anybody listens to that, but it is all about him and all his neuroses and his narcissism and his, you know, and I love somebody that's sober and in AA, obsessed with AA. I love the pro. It's all about him, no matter how big the fucking guest is. I can't listen anymore. Your interviews, why I love your show, it's never about you. And you've taught me when you're interviewing someone, shut up. Let them talk. And most people do not do that. It's all about them, including myself and Dax Shepard.
Right. And like here, listen, a lot of people are like, David, we're sick of this. You have to reveal something. People actually want me to talk about myself. Here it's different. Yeah. Here I'll share things, and I'll share things on the Patreon with Kim. But yeah, when you're like a one-time guest, I mean, we have a ton of guests back, but when you're the guest, yeah, it's not about me. You know, every now and then I'll be like, oh yeah, I like do that too. But yeah, it should never be about you. You ask the question and then you have to be comfortable with silence. People are uncomfortable with silence. As an interviewer, you should never, I don't care if we sit here for 7 minutes in dead silence. I mean, I really have nothing to say. I just asked you a question. I'm sitting here waiting for your answer. So is there a pulse? Is this mic on? You ask the question, you shut the fuck up. And if they're staring at you, I will stare right back at you. Answer the fucking question. You know, and someone could say that, but like, and then when they're answering, shut the fuck up. You have given them the rope to hang themselves. And you are literally like, just do it. Because that is what these lovely people listening want. They want the tea. And anything you interject is going to take away from whatever it is that they were saying. And the first 7 sentences were boring as fuck. But when you're still shut your mouth by the 8th sentence or the 9th sentence, Oh man, I didn't expect that. And everyone listening is like, what? There's your lesson of the day. So thank you. But it is true. It's not about me when you're doing an interview. It's just not. And I really don't care if I have friends. It's these lovely people listening are my friends. And it's certainly not. So if Lisa Ritter wants to block me, by all means, block me. I don't care, because I'm sharing the honest truth with these lovely people that are listening, that are like paying for my life, which I will never, ever, ever take for granted.
I think it's flattery, because I mean, Rinna seems to be reinventing herself, which I love, as basically, I think she's 58 or 59. Anyway,
59.
59. She's basically a 60-year-old rock star fashionista. You know, look, I'm going to be honest with you. The Kardashians may be out of the Met Gala. I think Rinna and her two daughters are in. Rinna is a legit fashion star, all traveling now all over the world, walking in fashion shows. And, you know, that video you sent me, it went viral of Rinna Wines in a gas station. Like in a dumpy gas station somewhere. And it was like, they were playing NeNe Leakes, The Ghetto. Remember when NeNe Leakes, The Ghetto, honey, The Ghetto. Anyway, she, I people are like, oh yeah, Lisa Rinna. I'm like, guys, you know, none of you have a wine at 7-Eleven. I mean, where do you think most people spend $10 on a bottle of wine? You know, this idea that Rinna Wines is going to be an elite who her audience is. A lot of us want $10 wine that you can have with your girlfriend that you get at 7-Eleven. You all don't have a fucking wine at 7-Eleven. Good for Rinna. I mean, I think Rinna is winning in such a huge way. And the thing that I love about Rinna, she spends zero money on advertising. Her wine tasting party, where the rest of these women are showing up and showing out with $50,000 birthdays, Rinna and Harry make some of his sauce and had like a little get together in her backyard. And that was her wine tasting party for $10. She's genius. And I think we'll see. I think Rinna is, I think her career is popping. And I think we're going to see her at the Met Gala.
And by, well, first of all, I mean, let me just say this. If Lisa Rinna is invited to the Met Gala, which I'm not as convinced as you are, then yes, the girl should take the mic and literally throw it on the ground. That is it. That is it. That is it. That is like, that's huge. Because I guarantee you, Dorit and I mean, even Sutton with all her fashion, she ain't getting invited. You don't come.
No, Sutton's not getting. Because the Met Gala is part swag. You know, it's your swag. It's your attraction. It's what's going to get Anna Wintour.
Make no mistake, though. If she does get invited, like, let me just make it clear. It's mostly because of those two girls. I'm just going to put that out there. But I just want to say, but no, I mean, I don't think she's going to be invited, but prove me wrong. And by the way, Rinna Wines and Rinna Beauty, you have not blocked me. Now you could, I mean, I'm not going to censor myself here. I have nothing against Rinna Wines. I think sell it in a gas station. That's great. Great. Yeah. Sell it at 7-Eleven, sell it at Target, sell it at, that's where you make your money. I mean, I've been posting my Target picks where I've been holding up 808 vodka and everyone's like, I'm like, it doesn't mean I'm team anyone. I'm just, there were the vodkas and I took my Target picture.
By the way, do you think the Kardashians will be at the Met Gala? Do you think that's all fluff or you think they're really going to be uninvited?
I mean, I'm shocked. This to me, this is something I would also like to talk about for an hour. Madonna's apparently dating this 29-year-old boxer now that owns the gym. I mean, I can't think of the Kardashians not at the Met Gala. I mean, they are just so powerful. But Anna is like, I mean, the thing is, you can buy your way into the, you and I can go to the Met Gala.
Yeah. It's like $25,000 a chair. Yeah. Because it's an art fundraiser, basically, for the Met. Yeah, we could go. Like,
you know, we cannot walk on the carpet. We can't walk up the steps next to Kim or Kanye or Kendall or Chris, but we can go. We could probably be at a table towards the back, but we literally physically could be inside and you can walk around. And look, if you try to get close to Kim, people might say, no, there's no selfies, blah, blah, blah. But we can go to the Met Gala if you want to, you know, if you got 25,000, let's go, girl. I can't see, is that really going to happen? Kim Kardashian's not going to just buy a table. Granted, it would then be a scandal that Kim Kardashian bought her way into the Met Gala. So you're probably right. But I don't know. I'm not convinced that they're not going to be invited. So yes, I do think Lisa Vanderpump is loving this. We have so much to talk about next time when we get together again.
I know, another show. Yeah.
We have to talk about this whole Brandy thing. Everybody's lawyered up. Sheena's lawyered up. What else can I tell you? The one thing to say maybe before we go about this is that, you know, where is Ariana? Like, when is she going to look, I mean, there's a lot of stories that she's not accepting Tom's apology. Like, duh, I mean, as you shouldn't, like, I go back to this. I said this before, like, you had to film the scene where he broke up with her, you know, and apparently he was gaslighting her. But like, where do you go? Like, once the dust settles, I mean, look, they're not going to be filming after this, right? They're going to film this and they're going to film the reunion, and then she can heal away from him. What happens next season? And by the way, it's not going to be 9 months now. I'm sure they're going to want to pick cameras right back up, right?
Oh, so, yeah. They're going to be filming nonstop.
But
yeah.
How does this go now? Like, how do you, most people have the luxury of like, I broke up with you, I will delete you from my life.
When did the reunion film?
It didn't. It's filming like probably in like a week. It's filming any day now.
Okay. So I mean, I think you get Ariana's. I mean, I think this is a multiple part series with Andy. You're going to get Ariana's take there. It's kind of like what we talked about. The big players in this, I'm sure, cannot speak. I mean, has Lala even really done much on her podcast about it?
She, and then I haven't reached out to Lala. Like, I'm just like, I look at, I mean, she's on my list of people like eventually I should have back on, but I just feel like now it's not, she's, yeah, no, listen, everyone is, I don't know if milking is the right word, because you have the right to talk about this. Stassi has entered the game. Stassi's talked about it in her podcast. Yes. Miss Doty has been talking about it. Sheena, I'm so, Katie girl, I'm sorry your podcast was canceled. Katie's podcast canceled. A little too early. Sheena's been talking about it, hers. Stassi's been talking about it, hers. Doty's been talking about hers. And yes, Lala's podcast, not only has Lala mentioned it, Lala has the number one like show, like that week, her episode was number one, Scandamall.
So, yeah, huge.
The queen has spoken. Sorry, Lala's the queen. She's about it.
I think we're going to get all their takes on Bravo, of course, because they know it's amazing ratings.
Look, they're good at what they do. So like, they are all stirring the pot. And look, I'm sure Ariana is on board. I'm sure you know, each of them has said, and she's like, do what you have to. You talk. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think Ariana's micromanaging what each person's saying on the podcast, but I do think it's above board. She knows Lala's talking about it, and Sheena, and everyone is, you know, talking about it. So I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. If you're involved in a cheating scandal, Sarah, I will be talking about it here behind the velvet rope.
Good, you should.
What did you want to ask me?
Nothing. I can't remember. I think there's so many other things we want to get to next, like tons of Jen Shaw stuff and Brandi Glanville's attorneys and the Tom Girardi article. The LA Times has done such a great job covering that. Yeah, there's a lot.
Let's talk about that. And let's talk about Sheena's lawyers too, and Sheena's bodyguard claim. So, all right. So next time we're going to do all this. Love you much. And we're going to have a new episode very soon.
Bye, David.
Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.